But the good thing is that we get on with day eight of competition today. On the line is Brett Phillips. Good morning to you, BP, as we approach another day and, importantly, the second week of the Australian Open. So things really start to get serious here.
Yeah, they do, Matt. Good morning. Good morning, Joe. Nice to chat to you guys. And here we turn the page and I feel like, the tournament really, really starts now. I mean, the contenders are putting themselves right in the mix. Second, a lot of the fourth round matches today. Quarterfinal is where you want to be. And yeah, there's some great names still left. Some names that, you know, when you sort of are predicting and previewing the tournament, you can't quite see being in the second week. So yeah, some good storylines developing, and we've got a couple of Aussies, which is great. I mean, Barty, we expected. Demonor, you know, having his best result, and, you know, I think, genuinely, hand on heart, I think he's a chance against Jannik Sinner today. Respect for the young Italian, no doubt, but yeah, if Demon could join Ash Barty in a quarter final, it would be brilliant for the second week of the tournament.
BP, you've got Matty fist pumping here in the studio because he's also picked Demonor for the upset against Jannik Sinner today. That's a clash of two of the rising stars of tennis, isn't it? I mean, Jannik, he's had some big scalps so far in his career, whereas this would be as far as Alex de Minaur has ever gone in a Grand Slam, so new territory for him. But what are we expecting from this one? How does Alex get it done?
Well, I think, you know, he's pretty confident about his game at the moment. So what I'm noticing is that life has just been a little easier in his matches. He's much more efficient. He's getting through his service games a lot easier. So that's going to be a big key, because he'll always be a good returner, Alex. He always will make life a little difficult for a guy like Sinner, who can, you know, serve big, and he'll certainly get some cheap points off his serve today. But I think if Alex controls his service games and takes his chances, he's certainly hitting the ball through the court a lot harder. If you look at his winner speed, and you know, it's not coming back. He's getting enormous value off the ground. He's getting much more bite off his serve. You know, the ace tally is certainly higher than in previous matches he's played. And I'm just loving him. He's always had the energy, but it looks like another level of energy that he's got. You know, he's done a lot of work in the preseason. He really wanted to have a great Australian summer to launch his year. But not only just there, he wants to now go on. He was really disappointed with last year. So I think he believes he's a top 20 player. I think we all believe he can be top 20 on a regular basis. And yeah, I think he's got all the parts of the game to take on Sinner today, to push him around the court, make life difficult, get the crowd in his corner. You know, he's doing a lot right, Alex. I feel confident that he can really rattle the cage of Sinner today and make life pretty uncomfortable out there.
I like the way you're thinking, BP. I like the way that you're approaching today. But what about last night? So Ash Barty goes through 6-4, 6-3. Amanda Anisimova is one heck of a player. She's just 20 years of age, and she rattled Ash along the way, which is exactly what you'd expect along a two-week tournament. So you've got to do it in steps, don't you? You've got to win seven matches to win the thing, and this was the one that she really had to dig deep. And I thought what she said about getting the match back into her strategies and getting into each point the way that she wanted to play them shows that she was in the moment at the time, obviously trying to defeat her opponent, but also thinking about the tournament overall. She looks in a pretty good place with the game.
No, I agree. And, you know, we're desperately trying not to look to Saturday lifting the Daphne Akers trophy. We know we've got to go, you know, one assignment at a time. But, you know, certainly from 12 months ago, from 2 years ago, you definitely feel more assured about Ash's game in general. You know, the errors, that sometimes the lapses that she used to have aren't there anymore. She can reset even quicker than she used to. So, yeah, last night was a classic case of, for me, Anisimova, you know, really, she's got some real court presence about her, tall in stature, hits a really good ball, particularly that cross-court backhand. But then Ash would just put the ball into those slightly uncomfortable areas, and you could see the facial expressions of Anisimova at the end of, some of those points, looking across to her box going, wow, how do I deal with that? Like that one little, you know, there was a little side spin away, or just dipped enough on me to, you know, where I had to hit on the up, and it draws the error. And this is what Barty can go to. But her serving last night, Ash, I mean, you love looking at those numbers at the end where Ash is in the mid-60s, winning about, you know, 75, 80% of points on that first serve. That, if she's got it up there, to me, you know, she's not going to be beaten too often. But if that doesn't work, this is the great part. She goes to plan B, C, D, and you know, the slice and everything else. So that's why I feel she's still, you know, the most equipped player left in the draw.
BP, who is looking as the biggest threat to Ash at the moment? We know Osaka's gone, Bedosa's gone, Vika Azarenka's gone, Sakari. Who's the biggest threat now?
Well, I think, you know, even though Sabalenka has not played good tennis really in the first week, I mean, she has battled, but she's got incredible willpower. I mean, she just has survived matches that you thought she's done. Locker room, she's on the plane back home. I still think she's really dangerous because she's just a huge ball striker. But, you know, Ash knows that she can beat Sabalenka, but Sabalenka's also taken the scalp of Barty in Madrid, as we saw last year. But that's another step. If we look at just that side of the draw, you know, Barbora Krejcikova has really impressed me. I mean, she's got, you know, a bit of Ash in her. I mean, she's played a lot of successful doubles. She still does. I mean, she just hits every ball really well. It's just smooth. She's got other things she can go to. And I think, you know, she probably beats a player like Madison Keys and feeds off that Keys pace and just has a little bit more of a skill set because Madison can be a little bit erratic. So Krejcikova would present, a real challenge, I reckon, come a semi-final if they both got there. So I think we might go there first before we even look further as to what might present with Sabalenka.
Hey, we've got a texter, BP Martin says, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but how good would it be if Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley presented the trophy to Ash Barty? Absolutely, everyone loves Yvonne. What a beautiful person she is. I thought there was a time early on in that match last night where Ash put Australian tennis on show. There was the serve, there was a power game, she was at the net, she was back. It was all wrapped up in one point, and I thought, wouldn't Rod Laver, who was sitting there watching that, just absolutely love everything that was on show?
Yeah, absolutely, and it's great to have Rod in his own house the last few days, enjoying some great tennis. But no, you're right. I mean, you know, I get asked this a lot, who would you prefer to go and watch? You know, do you want the entertainment of like a Kyrgios, for example? But, I mean, I'm a tennis purist. I just love the aesthetics of, you know, how you construct points. And you know, Ash, I mean, people probably want her, you know, when she's on a second serve returning, just to blast a return. But that's not Ash's style. She'll always sort of chip back, then build, and then wait for the opening to pull the trigger. I mean, it's just beautiful tennis that, you know, has got every component covered. Yeah, it's a throwback. And when she needs to crank up the power, she can. I mean, that cross-court forehand, when she hits it, it's not coming back.
BP, as a tennis purist, as you say, what have you made of the Nick Kyrgios, Thanasi Kokkinakis combination and the show that they are putting on down there?
Well, that court was electric yesterday. You could not get in. No one was giving up their seat. So even those who were, you know, sculling lots of water, keeping hydrated in the Melbourne heat yesterday, we were probably busting to go to the toilet. They weren't going to leave. And look, they put on a good display. Yeah, I mean, they could possibly win this thing. You know, they've already knocked out the top seeds. I mean, both serving big. Nick's got those elite hands at the net. And yeah, we had that on the monitor as we were warming up for Ash. We had Dylan Alcott on the monitor as well last night getting through, which was going to be a tough matchup, and he could have easily gone out in his final event. But yeah, the two Ks, they're doing all right. There's still a few good combinations, including our very own John Pearce left in that draw. Now, Pearce, he's won an Australian Open.
Yep.
Him and Filip Poláček have been a great combination since, just before the US Open last year. So yeah, the doubles down the stretch. There's a few Aussies left and potentially an all-Aussie final.
When would the men's doubles final be? Is it on the Saturday or Sunday? I can't remember.
It's normally been the Saturday night,
yes.
Yeah, post the women's final traditionally. I'm just trying to think whether they've changed it all.
You see where I'm headed, BP? Can you imagine Ash Barty prime time in the final into Kokkinakis / Kyrgios?
That is a party I would like to be at.
that'd be a damn good night. So yeah. I know. It's hard not to look ahead.
I know.
Saturday, Sunday.
It's only Monday. Good week ahead. Great to catch up, mate. Enjoy the day today. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Will do. Thanks,
Cheers, BP.
Brett Phillips there with our tennis update at Melbourne Park, the Australian Open. Thanks to the super fast charging all-electric Kia EV6. It's as silent as the critics. Find out more at kia.com/ AU. That's a tantalising little teaser, isn't it?
Oh, could you imagine? It would be so much fun.
I think
be worth every penny.
I think Leighton v Merritt Saffin still remains the high. Well, it's definitely the highest Australian Open audience that we've ever had.
This would smash that.
4 million or so. If Ash can get into the final on Saturday night, and then you have that afterwards,
it would smash it.
We're talking. Oh, you'd have to, wouldn't it? Let us know your thoughts. 0457 736 736.